This is Packer and Durham on ACCN and Sirius XM Channel 371.
What's happening?
Good to see you. I hope you're well.
Last week was great.
Excellent. Big show. Golly, we got a lot of people here. Got a lot of winners on the show today. Nice way to start a Monday. In fact, we've also got arguably the greatest Packer and Durham bump ever.
That's a strong tease right there.
Ever. We'll chronicle that in the best of the weekend coming up at 8:15. Haley Van Lith will be here. That's why Chester is so excited.
It's Chester's favorite player in the league. Haley Van Lith.
Chester is torn up. You can tell. Chester is so excited.
He's chilling till 8.
Yeah.
Because he loves Haley Van Lith. And let me tell you something.
Wait.
He was so excited
Louisville
yesterday.
Just scored again.
He was fired up. My man Chester.
Holy.
He loves Haley Van Lith.
Yeah.
And yesterday, Louisville women's team.
Chester staring at the screen the whole time.
Slobbering.
Yeah.
I mean, he was going crazy. Man, what a game that was. We'll get into all that stuff.
We Haley got Van
women's
Lith
brackets
here.
Are locked and loaded.
Got
that. Crazy men's scores. Maybe the wildest men's weekend ever in the history of basketball. A little bit of everything going on.
Jake LaRavia returns to this program at 9:15.
Yep.
Darius Maddox, fresh off a game winner in Coral Gables, will be here at 9:30. Accounting, index card, all that and more. And we do have in our hands the official brackets. And all this stuff about Mike Krzyzewski on Saturday, we have a personal note to share with you at some point this hour about that.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it.
Uh-huh. So there you go.
So you know why?
Why's that?
It's going to save me about $1 million. We'll get into that. I it's like finding $1 million on the street.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I look at it.
Yep.
There By you the go. Way, got a package in the mail. I don't want to show the front of the envelope because I was told by executives that I shouldn't do that because my address would be on it. This comes from Samuel Rothrock.
Samuel Rothrock?
Yep.
Okay.
Virginia Tech gear. That always works for me because, of course, I'm married to a Hokie. So here you go. Virginia Tech number one right there.
Looks like
that?
Sure.
Huh?
Yeah, I like that. Looks like a corporate-sponsored jersey, basketball jersey.
Mrs. P will like that.
Okay.
Being the Hokie. But
sure.
She gets that, and guess what?
Bacon certificates.
We got bacon certificates. I know you brought some from the other night.
I got my own. I got one going out the door. Well,
I got 5 or 6 pounds of it right here.
Okay.
Hey, crew, bacon's on us. All right, bacon's on us.
Yeah, everybody's excited.
That's it.
There we go.
Drew, his name is Drew Rothrock.
Drew, good to see you.
It says, I have enclosed a muscle shirt. Part of the wellness program.
I'll be walking down Providence Road flexing. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Hot shot.
As somebody in a Beamer is going to run right over me.
Yeah, they are.
I've had enough of that nonsense. He says, I've enclosed a muscle shirt that you can wear during the crewing tournament. Oh, crewing tournament.
Crew. Rowing. Crew.
He's, what do you want? Crewing.
Crewing.
He means the...
Rowing.
May 13th.
Yeah, Friday the 13th. Lake Carmel, Clemson, South Carolina.
Keep up the reduction. Take care, Drew.
Well, that's nice. Very kind of
Appreciate
you.
That, Drew. Appreciate the muscle shirt.
And the bacon.
Bacon for the crew.
Which is also part of the wellness program.
It's all part of the Hokie Nation right there.
There we go.
Appreciate that.
We're going to go into Harris Teeter up here and storm the bacon department.
They're going to say, I'm going to need some ID. You guys come walking in here with 15 certificates for free bacon.
There you go.
Well,
let's see. Let's start on the ladies because they wrapped the regular season yesterday, right? And maybe saved the best for last, quite frankly. It was quite a ball game last night in Blacksburg.
That was some kind of game at NC State, Virginia Tech last night.
NC State captured the regular season outright with the victory against Virginia Tech. They were going to be the top seed in the tournament anyway by virtue of the head-to-head. Alisa Kunane, 22 points last night, fourth time of 20 or more. And she and Liz Kittley proved to be show. And both got a little bit of foul trouble. But, NC State showed some tough metal late. There's a big three from Big Smile. And Asia Shepherd's final shot here off the line. Kittley couldn't collect underneath. And NC State gets away with a win.
Hokies had the ball. Last shot.
Sure did.
If the three goes in, they win. If's the biggest word in sports. It doesn't go in. And guess what? Hokies are out of the double bye. North Carolina is in to the double bye. Compliments of taking Duke to the woodshed.
That is correct. Yesterday. Wolfpack third straight game with 40 points in the paint. Longest streak of the season. So Wes Moore starting to, as much as they shoot the three and do a great job with it, starting to kind of guide things in on the post. We'll see how that plays out when they get to Greensboro. You mentioned Carolina getting the double bye. Tar Heels had to get there. In order to do so, had to beat Duke in the regular season finale yesterday at Carmichael Arena. Roy Philpott, Brooke Weisbrod were there for us on ACC Network. And, man, what a finish for Carolina. Carly Littlefield, who played at Princeton for Courtney Banghart, knows how to write the script. 10 points, 10 rebounds. 5 assists, first double-double of the year for Littlefield. Carolina wins 74-46 for Coach Banghart.
Duke has lost 5 of their last 6. Carol yes, Lawson, I mean, this is a team that was in the top 25 for a large amount of time, mm-hmm. right? And, boy, down the stretch, Duke has not been very good.
No, sir.
And so now they've kind of played themselves into a, hey, you got to show me something in Greensboro, Wes. They cannot afford a one-and-done, a quick exit. They may not make the tournament.
Yeah, Mufford.
For a team that was really in great shape about a month and a half ago.
Yeah, Coach McGraw said last night that she said they may have to win a lot of games
yeah.
in Greensboro. They opened, by the way, Wednesday afternoon, 3:30 against Pitt. Duke is the 10 seed. Now in Greensboro.
And if they win, they get Miami in the next round.
That is correct, yeah. Miami waits as the 7th seed on Thursday night at 6 o'clock. All right, off to South Bend, where I hate to say this, it was over early.
Let me put this in perspective. My agent, Craig Fennick, I'll give him a shout-out. Love him to death. He's done a great job for me personally. But he sends me endless amounts of texts and tweets and everything else regarding Notre Dame women's basketball.
Right.
He is a fanatic.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Ivy was on here. I even said,
"Yeah,
right." We got into it. When it was 45-4, I'm not stuttering. It was 45-4. Mm-hmm. I sent him a text. Wes, it's now 7:08 the following day.
Not a word.
Hadn't heard from him.
Not a word.
My agent.
Yeah.
Hadn't heard from him. 45-4
yes,
was
sir.
The score.
That's right. Yes, sir.
I mean, what are you going to do with that?
You could have.
45-4. In my lifetime, I've never seen two really good teams. And let me tell you something. Notre Dame is really good. It's a top 15 team.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like
it's
it.
Haley Van Lith and Chester's.
Oh, Chester woke up.
Chester woke up.
Look at Chester.
Chester got in the position when Haley Van Lith started shooting.
I swear to God.
Threes, Chester started.
Look at Chester. I'm telling you.
Unbelievable.
That's what he did all day yesterday. Haley Van Lith starts making threes. A little lefty. He loves lefties. And that's what he does. He gets in that position right there. He's skydiving.
Oh, my God.
He's dreaming. Like, oh, Haley, you were so good yesterday. Pack your dog doesn't love Louisville basketball. Yeah, he does.
Yeah, 17 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists for Emily Inksler. Haley Van Lith, 26
Even when
5.
You say his name, look at him. He smiles.
Yeah, I see.
Just say it. HVL.
Oh. Notre Dame's first loss at home this season. And the
home
final,
loss.
The final was 22 points.
Yeah, but whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, you're down 41. It's time to literally go walk the dogs. Been a great year for Notre Dame.
Yeah.
I mean, it really has year. Been.
Irish in good shape, going to the NCAA tournament.
Three seed
going
tournament.
To Greensboro as the 3 seed. They'll be in, by the way, Louisville's side of the bracket again.
I don't know. I don't know if you want a piece of that.
Yeah. Let's get you caught up here, and then we'll share some news with you. Georgia.
By the way, Muffet okay?
I think Coach survived that one.
Is she okay with that one?
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Changed the scarf there at the midway through the second quarter. 45-4. I mean, you got to do something down 45-4. I don't know. What do you do when you call timeout and tell the team, hey, we're down 41, but we got plenty of time to rally?
Yep.
I mean, that was crazy.
Georgia Tech, who's still in the top 25, beat Wake Forest 64-56. Lorella Kubai, 18 points, 16 rebounds, and 7 assists. Georgia Tech finishes 11-7, and they are the sixth seed.
They get Wake Virginia winner.
That's it. And then Boston College beats Syracuse 91-75. They finish at 10-8. They are the eighth seed. They play Florida State, who finished strong because they beat Pitt 57-52.
Steadily improving.
Steadily improving.
Coach Sue told us.
Cam Schwartz, the big day for Boston College. Florida State, a winner by 5 over Pittsburgh. And then Clemson fell to Miami 76-40. Tigers and Syracuse open the tournament Wednesday at 1 o'clock in Greensboro against Syracuse. Meanwhile, as we told you, Miami waits on the winner of Duke and Pittsburgh. Delisa Washington only 9 points to finish the regular season for the Tigers after she came in as the ACC's leading scorer in conference play.
Still think Virginia Tech's going to be scary in both tournaments. Don't ask me why. Think they can still make some noise in both the men's and the women's
tournament. Right. So there's a quick look at the brackets and the tournament. Coverage begins on ACC Network on Saturday, and the championship game will be at noon Sunday on ESPN.
But it really gets going when we get there Friday.
Well, now, okay.
We get there Friday morning. The big Greensboro Coliseum, a return engagement for Packer and Durham.
Yes, we will be live at the Greensboro Coliseum Complex on Friday. And if you know that 2 years ago we were there on a Friday, and 11 o'clock North Carolina will meet either Virginia Tech, Syracuse, or Clemson in the first game. So when we get there on Friday, we will be coming back to the scene.
One of the highlights of this show. Without question.
Okay.
In my opinion, when you go back, if we stop today and said there's no more, 574 shows, you guys can't go anymore, look back, give me the top three highlights of the show. This was, for me, one of them.
Okay. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Amelia Earhart of
that thing,
Remote
baby.
Blimps.
What do you mean there's a legal problem if I crash it? What are you talking about? Look how smooth it is.
That
right
is
there.
John Tarwater right
panicked,
there.
Who panic is, stricken.
Who is completely concerned.
Panic stricken.
So
I said, open up the roof. Let's go.
And there's Packer flying the shoe blimp. Now, again, let's get this straight. That's your number. Is that not your number one goal Friday? On the show?
Well, I've done this before, so it's not like I can do it with my eyes closed now.
Oh, can you?
Piece of cake.
Okay.
I get the guy that owns it away from me. Jeez.
Yeah.
Kept bothering me. I
think you wanted to do more. And,
I did.
And he basically took it away from you.
Well, I think the legal department at ESPN said, does Packer understand if this thing explodes, we're in for millions?
Yeah. So there we go. So that's where we'll be on Friday morning. 7-10, and
we're not done though, are we?
No,
we're not done. What a week for us, Wes. What a humongous week for Packer and Durham. Not only here in the basement, as we normally are entertaining the masses, got the Hounds, Haley Van Lith's coming on today for Chester. Otto's back there raiding Mrs. P's refrigerator.
Sure.
But Wes, we go on the road Friday in Greensboro, but we're not done.
No.
We aren't done on Friday.
No.
We have another assignment.
We do. You've been told or seen perhaps this weekend that there is a full day of Coach K's curtain call on Saturday. It's featuring a 2-hour game day, Sports Center, all these nothing but net, all these things leading up. And you may have noticed that on the promo board they show that down near the bottom, it says 6 p.m., Coach K's curtain call, ACC Network, Carolina versus Duke. We are pleased to be able to tell you. Why are you laughing? Because you saved $1 million?
I found $1 million.
Yeah.
I owed Krzyzewski $1 million for tickets to the game.
So the powers that be thought that the second screen, that there would be a opportunity to have companion programming, as it were. I guess that's the term some of the executives use in those big buildings these days. Companion programming. Think of it kind of like as another opportunity to watch Carolina Duke in a different way. So I got the phone call that, would you like to participate? I said, certainly. Then I was told that Debbie Antonelli was going to be involved. And then I found out that Mr. Save-A-Million-Dollars is going to be involved.
Life is good.
So, ladies and gentlemen, life on Saturday good. Night at 6 o'clock, you have Jay Billis and Dan Shulman and Holly Rowe on ESPN.
If you like that. I mean, if you want that part.
If you want that, fine.
If you want the entertainment part, you come over here.
If you want to come over and hear Packer and me and Debbie Antonelli with guests and insight and different camera angles and all sorts of other stuff for Coach K's Curtain Call, we'll be glad to have you. We welcome you with open arms.
What are the odds that I can get the blimp from Greensboro?
No.
To Durham.
No, look, first of all, We don't know anything yet about where we're going to be and who we're going to be working with.
Yeah. Well, we know who we're working with. You just announced it. You're not listening to what you just said?
No, I'm talking about like production-wise.
We're not worried about that. Those people have it figured out. They already know what we're going to do. What they don't know is what we're going to do.
No, that'd be what you're going to do.
I mean, because let me tell you, I'm going to be completely honest with you. Listen up, Duke Carolina. I don't get out of the basement often. So I don't want to come rolling into Cameron Indoor and look up it's 31-8 like it was in Chapel Hill. Because if it is, puts a lot of pressure on us. Because people are going to turn over to listen to what we got to say if it's 31-8 after 6 minutes. I don't want that again. I want this to be a competitive game. Krzyzewski said it'd be $1 million to get a ticket. Packer, for you, $1 million. To get into the stadium for the last home game. It's like finding bacon certificates. They're falling from the sky,
so,
Wes.
Saturday night? Yes, sir. Saturday night.
And don't come in there with your board like you're doing the game either. I mean,
the board will be done.
No, dude, we don't need a stinking board for this. We're going to ad-lib for the whole 2 hours.
No, we're doing the game. The game
you're
will
not
be
doing the game. Yeah. Shulman and Billis are doing the game. This is like the Manning cast. There's no boards on that thing. So don't come in here like you're doing the game as a broadcaster. You're doing this show.
I had a board
show.
The night we did the Florida-Miami game.
Yeah, how much did you use of that
A little
night?
Bit.
None.
Yeah.
Zero.
Got to have your security blanket with you, Packer.
Please.
Got to have your security blanket.
Loosen up. You don't need no stinking board for this.
Hope it's a close game.
They may have us. We're going to feel like Otto. We're going to be out in the decoration room at Cameron Indoor. We won't even know there are games going on other than we hear the band playing.
I can't wait until we get put somewhere and you're like, this is where I'm sitting?
I hope it's awful. And then it's going to be really great television.
All right. When we come back.
If we're on the front row, that ain't fun. I don't want to be on the front row.
We're not going to be on the front row.
Six in their corner.
I feel confident.
Because Shulman and Billis, they'll be like the kids. They'll have the big table. We're going to be like the kids' table. It's like a Thanksgiving.
If the kids' table were in Roxborough, we'll be
there.
It's
like an ACC Thanksgiving table. You got the grown adults over here, Shulman, Billis, all the professionals, and then we're going to be over there stuck in the corner fighting over a drumstick.
When we come back,
it's going to be awesome.
A weekend of daggers in the ACC. Darius Maddox, who will be here in the 9 o'clock hour through one end, and then this.
Oh!
This is not Leitner, but by the way, it's close. What Matt Cleveland did in Charlottesville, just from an execution standpoint. That and the Blue Devils rolled in Coach K's last trip to the Dome. All that and more next.
The Packer and Durham Podcast. This is the Packer and Durham Podcast.
Packer and Durham, Chester, eagerly awaiting the first guest. On the last day of February, his favorite, Haley Van Lith, Louisville. 45-4 was the score at one point yesterday. 45-4.
Duke has shown the propensity to potentially finish strong during the regular season.
They were nothing short of awesome. The
Saturday
first
night.
Oh, my God. Poor Syracuse. They gave Kay some cool. By the way, the awards they gave Kay were nice.
Very nice.
That was a touch
Absolutely.
Class.
Absolutely. Very nice.
John Waldhack, that crew, that was nice. First class. But then Duke decided, let's play ball, and that thing got ugly in a hurry.
Well, and the tradition at the Dome for fans, Syracuse fans, to stand until the first orange field goal kind of got tested a little bit on Saturday night.
Oh, I don't know why I'd say that. 14-0.
It took about 6 minutes. I mean, Duke had this thing perfected and dissected. Look at A.J. Griffin, short corner, three ball. Trevor Keels. I mean, they start working outside first, hit the shots, and then all of a sudden the pops to the foul line start, and then next thing you know, Mark Williams goes to work on the backside of it.
Yeah,
97-72 the final, their second 20-point win against the Orange this season.
Allen Iverson could not help Syracuse. He was
there.
No, AI was front row. That didn't matter. It was four. As I was sitting here talking about the Louisville Notre Dame women's game, this one was 48-18. 48-18 in the dome.
Yeah.
That Duke team Saturday night, Wes, that team can get to New Orleans and cause a real problem.
Yeah. Banchero, Williams, and Griffin become the first since Zion, Reddish, and Barrett to put 20-plus on the board at the same time. First to do it in a conference game since Mason Plumlee, Seth Curry, and Quinn Cook in 2013.
Mason Plumlee.
There you go, friend.
Turks and Caicos, buddy.
Yeah. Mark Williams had 28-12, his second 2010 game of his career. 15 threes for the Blue Devils, who are in Pittsburgh for a game tomorrow night.
Yikes.
So, I mean, Syracuse, there have been some dips. But that was the wrong place at the wrong time Saturday night.
Nope. Better team, fired up, took you to the woodshed. Nice gifts, catch you later. You get ready for the next one.
And here's the benefit to the Blue Devils. Later today, the Associated Press Top 10 will come out, and that doesn't matter. But they were about the only ones to survive.
Number one, lost. Two, lost. Three, lost. Four, lost. Five, lost. Six, lost. Nine, lost. How about that? First time ever in the AP. Seven teams in the top 10 lost. First time ever the top six all lost in the same day.
To me, it's a precursor of what we keep talking about a little bit in terms of the number of teams that could potentially win college basketball's national championship this year.
Yeah, if this was college football, Duke would be number one today.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's not.
No, this is not college football.
But, man, Duke was terrific.
Yeah, they were. And I'll tell you what, the scoring margins in ACC road games for Coach K, they're up over 12 now in terms of their win. 98-99, they went 8-0 and won games by an average of 21 points. This year, they're 8-1 with an average winning total of 12.5. They've also won seven straight ACC road games. That's way off the 24 in a row they won from 98 to 01.
Well, that Duke team Saturday night will not lose in the ACC tournament.
No.
I'm just telling
you. That particular team will not.
That team, that effort, the way they played, they were great. And you know what else was cool to watch, as ugly as the game was?
Sure.
It was cool that Syracuse goes on this great run at the end of the first half. Mm-hmm. With about a minute and a half, 2 minutes to go, K calls a timeout. And he was hot. Like, they were up 30. I guess it was 48-18 or whatever the score was. And Syracuse got on a little bit of a run, and he wanted to make a point.
Right.
That, hey, don't take the foot off the gas. And he was livid. And he calls a timeout, gives him the business. They go out, turn the ball over. Syracuse scored a couple more. They really have a nice run at the end of the first half. And it just goes to show you, when great is great, you know, you're up 30, and it's still the next play for K. It's the next A. Who cares that you're up 30? Let's go get them. And that was the whole March mindset of the great Duke teams. That's what they've always been about. Yeah. How could you not be impressed with the way Duke played Saturday night?
No question.
They were great.
Right. And a proper time nationally to do it, because it will secure the Blue Devils. If they win in Greensboro or win in Brooklyn, all the better, because they'll secure themselves. They're firmly on the two line and could potentially, as Joe Lunardi, I think, pointed out Saturday night, even fluctuate even higher on the two line. Then you have no idea what happens. But safe to say Duke will be a two. Now, here's the rest of the ACC, and the rest of this is volatile. You talk about volatility. We're getting ready to show you two games where literally in and out may be a possibility. Virginia Tech, Miami. There is a lot on the line. This was Packers game of the week, I recall.
Game of the weekend.
And it lived up to the billing. Keve Aluma goes for 18, but this ball game is decided by a sophomore from Bowie, Maryland named Darius Maddox hitting a three. Padula again, big minutes from Mike Young. Here's a final play. Look at this thing. Bang.
And he'll be on the show in hour number three.
Charlie Moore gets it. I think he was going to take the shot, ends up bailing to Wardenburg, misses the three at the horn. Hokies come away with a road win.
The last five games between Miami and Virginia Tech have been determined by 17 points. One of those games was determined by 7 points, and it went into triple overtime. These two play tight, crazy games. And just look at the two games they played this year. Charlie Moore's half-court heave, the winner in Blacksburg out of nowhere.
Right.
And then the Hokies return the favor and steal one at Miami. And, you know, we're going to get into the bubble talk and all this stuff. That did not help Miami's case. They are now 62 in the net.
Right.
Miami, 6-2.
Yep.
And they've not done a great job at home, Wes. They've lost four of their last six at home. So that's the deal, right? Miami can't just sit there and go, oh, we're in.
Right.
We'll go to Brooklyn. If we lose one, no big deal. They got to play. And I think Jay Billis pointed this out with us. And I know he's mentioned it a few times this weekend. The tournament in Brooklyn next week is going to kind of feel like old times again because there's so many teams that need to hang around for a while and win some games.
Yeah,
like you said the other day about you thought Duke and Notre Dame were locks. If you assume that everybody loses out moving forward, I still think Duke's in a great spot, obviously. And Notre Dame, you know, they get to win against Georgia Tech this weekend, but the Irish need to keep winning too. The ACC, from a net perspective, I know it's only just one of the metrics, is not great. It really isn't.
Yeah, Florida State Wednesday night for Notre Dame, and then Pittsburgh on Saturday. Miami's scenario is they have Boston College on the road Wednesday night, Syracuse on the road Saturday.
Got to win both of those.
Yep. Unfortunately, I think. Well, the other number, the one you've already mentioned, is 62. I mean, that's a really big number. This time of year,
number.
That's a huge number. And then, you know, you get into the quads with Miami. They do have four quad one wins, and they're 8-6.
Well, great. You know,
against quad one and two.
Those four quad one wins got them 62 in the net.
Right. Let's pivot to Charlottesville, and we're just going to show you the one big play. I mean, Pack, I looked at this the other day. And, I mean, I can't believe the catch was made, let alone the shot. The catch here, well, first of all, here's the play prior to 61 all.
You're thinking this is the game winner right here.
Yep, sure are. Armand Franklin, clutch. That's a clutch shot, any way you draw it up. Now, watch the catch. Going away.
Perfect.
Stunner. There's no way.
I mean, just
all in one swing? Leitner dribbled.
Yeah, but Leitner was playing in the NCAA tournament.
I understand.
Florida State's going to the NIT.
I understand the stakes are completely different.
Yeah, a little bit. Just a little bit.
But he catches and in one motion going away, turns and gets the shot away.
A stunning loss for the Hoos.
No question.
I mean, you talk about ripping your heart out. Yep. Think about their week last week. Duke game, great, intense.
Yep.
Tremendous game, back and forth, had a chance. They're down one with 5 minutes to go, lose a tight one to Duke, and then this game.
Yep.
You think, all right, we're kind of pushing it to the edge here. We find a way to win this thing, make this shot with 1 second left. We're good. Bam. Man, you now can put Virginia in the Brooklyn department. They've got to win the ACC tournament.
Well, no question about that. And Tony Bennett, 7-1 possession losses this year for Virginia, and he talks about his disappointment with this team.
That's, you know, a tough way for on your senior night for, you know, Kihei and Cody to, you know, go out. But they certainly made some plays, as we always talk about, down the stretch. And I thought we with the turnovers and the ability to not just get a stop cost us dearly. And we've been close on the edge in a lot of games. We've won some close ones. And you can't play with fire like that.
So here are the close losses. There have been 4 wins, 3 losses, 7 1 possession games for Virginia. And you got to look at those. It started all the way back. You go back to that James Madison and Iowa game. Remember the Iowa game, the Pitt game they won on the Jaden Gardner shot? This thing started early and often for Virginia.
And the flip side is Florida State's won 6 1-point games. Six. What a crazy year.
What's the overtime streak?
Just nuts. I mean, the injury thing got them, unfortunately.
Right.
And, you know, when we had Leonard on 2 weeks ago, he's like, you know, we got a lot of guys getting a lot of minutes. It will only enhance Florida State moving forward beginning next year. Mm-hmm. But they've just been the walking wounded. But that was an incredible win and a devastating loss for Virginia's NCAA tournament hopes.
There you go.
In my opinion.
So, thrillers in Coral Gables, thrillers in Charlottesville, and the Blue Devils roll on the men's side. When we come back, guess who else rolls? Notre Dame, Carolina, Wake Forest. All picking up big wins. And for the Irish, well, guess what, boys? Y'all don't have to worry about Tuesday and Wednesday. You don't play in Brooklyn until Thursday. You can come in there on Wednesday afternoon if you want to, Bray. Take your time getting over from South Bend for the tournament, because you're one of those four. Stay tuned. More Packer and Durham on a Monday coming up.
Packer and Durham. Here's Mark Packer and Wes Durham.
Packer and Durham on a Monday, February 28th. If you love February, get it all over you, because tomorrow it's March. Thank goodness. I'm ready for March.
It'll be here tomorrow.
I know it.
Yeah.
Barbara Packer's birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Barb.
Yeah. It's, I told you, it's the big Packer week, kind of Billy Friday, Barb Tuesday.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yours is coming up, of course.
My internet birthday is March 10th, which is not accurate, but it says that on the internet, and the boys back in Bristol go, Pack, it's on the internet. It's true.
We're going to have the internet Mark Packer birthday on March the 10th. Are we here on March the 10th? Sure we are. Is that the day we fly to New York? I guess
I
don't know. I don't either. All right.
We'll be lucky to get to New York.
That's
after the damage we
too.
Do at Cameron Indoor Saturday night.
Okay.
I am fired up.
Actually, you know what I just thought of? March 10th. Yeah, we're here. We're here for your birthday, your internet birthday. All right, let's get to South Bend, Indiana. There were a few games in men's and women's ACC play got sideways. And here comes another one. Notre Dame rolled 90 on Georgia Tech, their largest win since entering the league against an ACC opponent. 90-56, the final. Dane Goodwin, 17. Blake Wesley, 15. Dice Martin, Duck Williams, Bruce Flowers, all in double figures, it felt like. Toby Knight off the bench, a double-double. I mean, seriously? Did Digger coach the second half? I'm asking.
I don't know, but there was something going on in South Bend, because the game Saturday and Sunday might have been two of the most unwatchable basketball games back-to-back in the building I've seen in a long time. Because Notre Dame, I mean, they obliterated Georgia Tech yesterday.
Notre Dame shot 67% from the floor in the first half.
57% for the game.
And 7 of 11 from 3 in the first half.
Yeah, 13 threes.
Holy smokes. All right, so there's that one. Let's go to Raleigh, where a little bit like Saturday night, we started Saturday in the ACC with a lawnmower game, because NC State scored 3 and Carolina scored 18 in a row.
20-3.
Okay, 20 in a row. Leaky Black, before he was injured, baseline dunk. Brady Manick off the Packer and Durham bump. Feeds RJ Davis.
Tell you what, a lot of student athletes got the Packer and Durham bump this
year. Sure
weekend.
Did. We're getting ready to see one of the all-timers, though, later in the show. Armando Bacot, 28-18. In two games against NC State this year, Bacot's looked like the number one pick in the draft.
How many NC State games have we watched this year, especially at home, where NC State finishes up 1-9? You heard me. Virginia and 9 against the ACC at home. How many NC State games have you watched this year, Wes? In the first, I don't know, 6-7 minutes, they're down 15.
I've done one of them.
It
Notre Dame.
Like all of them felt that way. Mm-hmm. It just seemed like NC State, for whatever reason, just could not get out of the gate at home. This thing was over. This was a Billy Packer special. It's over. And it was over in a hurry.
Bacot, by the way, can tie Bryce Johnson for most double-doubles in a season at Carolina with one more.
Got Syracuse tonight.
Yep.
I like his chances.
He is the third player in the last 25 years to have a 25-15-5 game, joining Zion Williamson and Bonzi Colson, by the way.
It's a good bar bet.
Yeah, really good one. So congratulations to Armando Bacot. He's one of the three locks, by the way, for first-team All-ACC.
Been consistent all season long. He's really had a terrific year. Yeah, for a guy that could have gone to the NBA draft early and said, no, I'm going to come back for more, really smart decision.
Brady Manick, 16, off the Packer and Durham appearance.
Yep.
along with Caleb Love and Puff Johnson. So keep an eye on that. Johnson played a career-high 29 minutes after Leaky Black left with a knee injury in the first half. I don't know if he'll play tonight or not. We'll see when you see tonight when that ball game's on ESPN at 7 o'clock.
Heels cannot have a sleep. They can't look ahead. To
correct.
Do, they
totally
are
agree.
Still in a position kind of like everybody else. Mm-hmm. You need to just keep grinding, keep winning. And, of course, the double bye at stake, too. They're really now a really good spot.
Carolina, who 10 days ago was in a really tough spot.
Now in a good spot.
From a bye, from the double bye situation, the field was very narrow. Now, all of a sudden, it's opened wide up for them.
Yep.
The Clemson win over Wake Forest, yep. The Virginia Tech win over Miami, Florida State beating Virginia. All those things come into play now to potentially help the Tar Heels get the double bye.
The Clemson win over Wake was the one that opened the doors. That's, because Wake was in a great spot and yep. just let it get away with that double-digit loss in yep. Little John.
That's why you got to play it out, man.
That's right.
State has lost 8 of 9. I got a note.
Fast.
I got a note on Saturday. It is not good for NC State. The last three head coaches at NC State are a combined 5-29 against North Carolina.
That's not very good.
No. Another rolling on Saturday night. I'm sure late at the quad, but on the floor at the Joel, Wake Forest went to work early on Louisville and put 99 on the board. Sidney Curry had 28 for the Cards. Good for him. I think he's a nice piece for whoever Louisville's next full-time head coach is. But all five Wake starters went to double figures. Jake LaRavia went for 23. Dallas Walton, 8 of 9 from the field, including 4 of 4 from 3. And the Deeks rolled.
You notice a trend. 17-2 was the start of this one. How many of these games do we have this weekend? Men's and women's games. We had some woodsheds at the first TV timeout.
Yep.
Ugly.
Yep.
And for Louisville, they're just trying to get to the finish line. They played hard. But you know what? That thing got away from them. I thought Wake had to win. I told you Friday. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a must win for Wake.
Yeah.
As far as what the net number goes, as far as the loss to Clemson, they're now on the outside looking in. As far as the double bye goes, they're going to need some luck and some help. You know, only got one left. Only got one left.
You better show up to play Wake Forest with some understanding that if you don't defend them, they will run you out of the building.
They have the ability to.
They have won 4 ACC games by 20 or more. 4. I mean, they are blasting doors on people when given the chance now.
Well, they should have been blasting doors a little, John. They'd feel a lot better about themselves. No, and the reason I can say that was that the
I know.
You can talk about that part all you want, mm-hmm. but you've got to win games you're supposed to win.
Totally understand.
And that's where I'm going.
Right.
Like, that's all. It's great when you're blowing Louisville out by 100. Great. You're supposed to win that game.
Side note to this weekend, and we got plenty more to go on this show. We'll show you, in fact, double bye scenarios. Road teams have won 8 of the last 10 going down the stretch in the ACC with a week to go in the regular season.
Well, to me, that's kind of a sign of what to expect in Brooklyn.
Yep.
Brooklyn could be a true fist fight because Duke's Duke.
Yep.
Notre Dame's having a great year. North Carolina's playing well at the right time.
Sure.
Miami needs to find it. Wake, you know, when you catch a good Wake team, they're a problem.
Yep.
Virginia desperately now needs to win. I still think Virginia Tech's scary good.
I'm glad you asked
all
this. Because here is BPI's odds to clinch the double bye. You see Duke and Notre Dame, they're in. 100%. Carolina's at 88. Miami's at 73. Wake's at 36.4 now with the Deeks hosting NC State to close the regular season this week. In fact, that ball game comes up on Wednesday.
Well, Virginia shouldn't even be on the list up there, but that's whatever makes
that's BPI happy. Providing us full information.
BPI, by the way, I think one of our over and unders on Friday was BPI 5.5 of the 7 games. Somebody went under and would have won $1 million. BPI, please. But you know what?
What?
Duke, Notre Dame, Carolina, Miami, I do like their chances.
Miami's at BC at Syracuse.
Can't emphasize enough. the must value in both of them.
Remember now, Miami also has the tiebreaker against Wake Forest. Just keep that in mind because of the double wins in regular season. Yep. Remaining schedule, of course, starts tonight. Carolina-Syracuse at 7 o'clock is the Monday night game over on ESPN. And then tomorrow night, more basketball for you. Duke visits Pittsburgh. That's on ACC Network at 8 o'clock. And Louisville is at Virginia Tech. 9 o'clock start there.
Yep, great.
Then three games on Wednesday night. That gets you through the weekend. Or through the week, rather. And then we get to Saturday for the regular season finale. When we come back, accounting. And Packer has gone to the books to check on some of the ACC infamous index card records. And are we getting close with certain things? We'll cover that more next on ACC.
The Packer and Durham Podcast. This is the Packer and Durham Podcast.
Hey, don't forget, coming up tomorrow night, basketball here on ACC Network. Number 7, Duke visits Pittsburgh in the last regular season road game for Mike Krzyzewski. Dave O'Brien, Corey Alexander will be there for our coverage right here on ACC Network and, of course, streaming live on the ESPN app.
Packer and Durham on a Monday. As I said, 574. That's your lucky number today. 574 shows, and we are hitting a road Friday in Greensboro, Saturday at Cameron Indoor, and I'm thrilled. Great to be out of the basement.
Yeah,
really great to be out of the basement.
I want to wrap up something here. We talked about home teams and winning percentages. We've talked about that as the year goes on, and road teams winning 8 of the last 10. The 54% right now would be the lowest rate since 2015. Well, actually, because 56.7 was the home team winning percentage in 2015. The interesting part is 36.7% of games. Last year was 29.8, but that was a COVID year. So that really kind of is an outlier a little bit. But 54%, that's almost a 50-50 deal there, Pack.
That sounds about right. Yep. 54 is pretty close to 50. I'd agree with that.
There you go.
Is it time? Counting?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
You ready? All right, I'll go first. There are a couple shuffles here. Carolina up 1, Wake up 1, Miami down 2, Virginia down 1, Virginia Tech up 1. Yes, I know they split. Florida State up 1, Syracuse down 1, Pitt Louisville flat, Clemson up 1, BC down 1, State and Georgia Tech stay the same.
Wake in front of Miami, huh?
I know they've lost twice.
Yeah, that might have something to do with
it. I know, and you're probably going to change that around, and you'll have it the other way, but just feel like the Deacons.
I'll just ask him. Just maybe I might learn something.
The Deacs are a little bit more of a powder keg to me. They
lost to Clemson, right?
Did lose to Clemson, correct? I marked them down last week. Correct. Moved them up over the weekend.
I'm just asking.
If we're doing it twice a week, I'm going to make up to the minute adjustments.
Okay.
So there you go. I'll put Wake in. I'm not sure they're going to get the double bye, but you know, we'll see how they play this week. They got the one game left.
If your life depended on it, would you think Wake or Miami gets the double bye? If your life depended on it.
Well, I like Miami playing twice.
Well, I didn't ask you that, did I?
I know.
I asked you.
At BC. But they're both road games and Wake's at home.
Just listen to the question. Your life depends on it. Who do you think gets the double bye, Wake or Miami?
I'm going to take Wake, believe it or not.
I would not.
Okay.
I would not. But then nevertheless, time for the Sweet 16. Here we go. Duke, Notre Dame, North Carolina, Miami. Swiss, I don't want to hear about it. Miami went scoreboard on you twice. It's the only reason they're in front of you. Hokies, I'm putting them in front of Virginia.
Hmm.
Yeah, who's a tough week? LL, catch you later. Boeheim's are 8. Florida State, 9. Clemson gets a bump. Really, once you get the double digit, really, when you get the 9, 9 to 15 on a given Monday night, Wednesday night, Friday night, Saturday night, anybody can beat anybody for the most part. So take it for whatever it's worth, 9 through 15. And number 16 is the ACC's net rankings.
Ooh.
Duke is 9. North Carolina's 40. You heard me. I didn't skip anything. It goes from 9 to 40. Virginia Tech, with a quad one win against Miami, dropped to 41. Somebody explain the net to me. It's like the BPI. That's why it's the Sweet 16, the ACC's net rankings. There you have it.
All right. On the back of accounting, real quick here before we get to the index card.
Yep.
Now that you've seen the way we look at it, let me show you the standings. Because we've globbed. We finally now have the mathematical glob. It's just down at the bottom.
It's the right side.
It's the right side. Look at the 6-12s, kids. So there you go.
It's a large contingent for Brooklyn only. Just going to tell you.
You starting with Syracuse on that side?
If you could put Syracuse
on the right, would you?
Are you starting with Virginia?
Yeah, true.
I think Virginia, Virginia Tech, Syracuse, all of them on the right. That's all about Brooklyn, boys. You want to get to the big tournament? You got a rocket in Brooklyn, New York.
Just one game difference, but enough. You think there's enough clarity there? Maybe, huh? Those five top teams win.
If you would have told me Virginia had a 2-0 week as opposed to an 0-2 week, I would drop the line. Hmm. But they went 0-2 us. That Florida State loss was a bad loss for the Hoos, big picture.
Tell you what, it's a...
Hokies would like to have that North Carolina game back, too. I can assure you that. The game you did.
Woo.
That game. That's why there's certain games you just kind of circled, right? Virginia Tech, North Carolina, and Blacksburg. Virginia Duke in Charlottesville. Wake, Clemson. You're going to circle that one and go, son of a gun, man. Now, you still may be able to work your way into it,
right.
But you're going to have to rock it in Brooklyn. All right, you ready for the infamous ACC index card?
Unfortunately, I think we're going to have to save this.
Are we?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, do I have a nugget for you on this.
We got to go to Louisville when we come back. 8 o'clock hour.
I was ready to give you some serious information.
I know we're gonna hold on to it though.
Okay.
We got to
believe there's gonna be like record breaking stuff here. I may have to put it in perspective for you.
We got a guest when we come back.
Chester's favorite.
One of us is very excited. One of us is incredibly excited. Chester's favorite player is next.
That lefty, he loves that lefty from Louisville.
Haley Van Lith returns to Packer and Durham. Fresh on the heel. I think she just hit another shot at Notre Dame. We'll talk to Haley about the win against the Irish and getting ready for Greensboro next.
Packer and Durham.